Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, I'll just leave it at this. We didn't play well enough to win today. Obviously, it's very disappointing. Our guys have to work very hard to try to pick ourselves up from the last 3 weeks and get to this point, and we didn't get it done today on either the offensive or defensive side of the ball. We had a fast start, which was good. We couldn't sustain offensively. They did a good job defensively, and we made the stops early, and then they got on a roll and really made their money throwing the football and moving it around. Credit to them. I'll leave it at that.
How much have the penalties hold you back?
They have. They set us back early. We had a couple. We got down in there with a throw to Marty and had a penalty that took us back. And you get behind the chains against a defense like this, it's difficult. Yeah, we did, and then when we came out in the second half and put a nice drive together and got caught short there on fourth down, but we just didn't do enough. You know, we didn't do enough. It starts with me. I'm looking inside and accepting accountability for this loss. Obviously, we just couldn't get it done today, and didn't have enough ammunition to stop them or continue drives. You know, I don't know that they did anything. We had a tip ball. We had some penalties. We just didn't do enough, and we couldn't overcome, the adversity that we had during the course of the game and matching score for score. We couldn't do that.
You look at the pass distribution, it's like 51 passes to 7 runs. Do you feel like the quick throws are an extension?
Absolutely. You know, that's how we looked at it, Rich, is using those to get outside, to get them running sideline to sideline. It started well for us. We just couldn't sustain it. I just didn't want to put our defense in a position at that. If it would have been a shorter distance, something more manageable, I think that would have been the right decisions. But not with that kind of yardage to go.
Is a game like this difficult on JM? You're having to throw the ball so much.
It's difficult on any quarterback to throw the ball that much, especially under a pass rush like this. And I thought he did a good job of standing in there. He did the best he could. We didn't have enough to get it done. We got down by 2 scores and felt we had to throw it a little bit more by just kicking the ball on in some short throws, and we just didn't get it done. We didn't convert. We didn't complete the ones we needed to complete. We had some shots down the field. We didn't get that done either.
What did you see from their offense these last 2 weeks when they had scored a touchdown? Did they do better today, or were they able to get off?
Well, when they got going, they took care of the football. He was extremely accurate. There weren't the drops you had seen on tape. The things that stop an offense, usually it's things you know, it's more about them executing plays and doing the things they had to do, and they did that today.
Mark, with the 7 losses now, playoffs seem very distant possibility. Do you feel like that's the case?
I just feel like we're gonna take a couple of days here, give our players a couple of days to rest. They've had a very very difficult 3 weeks of work. So they'll get some rest over the next couple of days. They'll be in for a lift, and you know our focus will be on Dallas. We're just going to stay locked into that and work each and every day to be the best football team we could be, and that's the only way to approach it at this point.
Anything else, Jay? With Johnson, how hard is it to slow him stop?
Well, you saw it. Yeah. I mean, we had coverage on him hip to hip. Throws were accurate. He made the catches. He made some run after catch. He's as good as there is in this league.
So the interception looked like a jump ball to Brandon. He couldn't elevate or didn't elevate for. What did you see on that play?
Really just what you saw. You know, he went up for the ball, got tipped up. Safety came over across the field, ran to the football, and made the play on the tip.
Do you feel like, or is Brandon's ankle affected today?
I think Brandon played as hard as he could play today. I haven't seen any of that. We talk about it all the time, and we're a team that has hurt itself throughout the year with the penalties that we have had, taking ourselves out of field position, scoring position on a consistent basis, and we're on it all the time. We've got smart players. They don't want to do it. They have the ability to do it right, and we have to continue to move forward and push them through this so we can get better as we move forward. I did. The explanation was that he grabbed his face mask, and I took exception to that. He made the call.
That drive, obviously, huge in the game. You had a chance to get off.
Well, no one play makes a difference, but that certainly was an important play.
What exactly happened with Chris Conte? With Chris Conte?
I have not had a chance to talk to our trainers yet. It was extremely disappointing today, and I don't put it on the defense. I thought it was, you know, we lose as a team here, Michael, and we had opportunities offensively to move the football, to keep drives alive, to keep the defense off the field. We just didn't play well. That's the bottom line. We didn't play well offensively. We didn't play well enough defensively to win this game.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.